This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Joining us now is Australians abroad expert Damien Davies. Damien, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure as always, Louise. How are you?
I'm great. I see that there were some valuable points for most of the Australians playing ACL and AFC Cup.
Yes. There's been a series of games over the last week since we last spoke. Champions League first, Brad Jones kept for his club. They won 4-1 in the group stage. He obviously played 90 minutes, which is great. Milos Djigenic started. Unfortunately, his side lost. That was the only Australian that didn't get points. In the AFC, Aaron Evans is running around for an Indonesian club at the moment. He got 90 minutes and a draw. Isaac Cernak, who plays in Singapore these days, started, and Home United won. And Harrison Sawyer, who is on loan in Hong Kong at the moment, got 90 minutes, a goal and an assist in a win for his club side. And Chris Hurd, whose club season's now ended in India, he is still playing AFC Cup, and his club had 90 minutes. He got 90 minutes in his club's draw. So pretty good set of results for the half a dozen Aussies or so that are still in the group stages in the Asian club comps.
Chris Hurd is such a what-if for me. He was on the books of Premier League clubs. I think he was at Aston Villa at one stage. He seemed to be set to make a breakthrough, maybe in the Championship. And, you know, suddenly he went off the radar and then went back to Australia and was, you know, out the door basically before he even started at Western Sydney. So his career's gone a little bit off the rails recently and, you know, trying to desperately to rebuild it.
It's only probably 4 years ago we were talking about him as being a future Socceroo, and that was in the days when he was at Valeria Wright, and it kind of all went a little bit pear-shaped from there. He had a stint in Thailand last year and now he's in India. So interesting. I thought he'd be a kind of player that would have come back and actually done well in the A-League. I don't know how many games he ended up playing, probably about a year's worth, but he certainly didn't set the world on fire when he was here, unfortunately.
And Damien, unfortunately, there was some bad news for Matty Ryan in the FA Cup, and Brighton's dreams came to an end at the hands of Manchester City.
Yeah, I'm sure you've spoken about it on the show before, so I won't go into it too much. But yes, as an honourable loss goes, losing 1-0 to Man City is not a bad thing. Unfortunately, Matt doesn't get a trip to Wembley, but great effort. I'm sure Brighton would be happy with how far they got in the comp. Lewis, go ahead.
No, you're right.
I was just going to say he probably highlighted the Aussies in Europe over the weekend. So Aaron Moy was the other one that played, obviously, in the Premier League. Huddersfield lost yet again with Moy scoring from the penalty spot. And then in the Championship, there was a lot of Aussies in action. As usual, Bailey Wright was probably the mainstay, with Jackson Irvine and Meredith also getting wins. But coming near the playoffs in the Championship, we have Villa sitting in fifth. So the top 3-6 go through to the playoffs for promotion. Villa sitting sixth, and Bristol is currently sitting sixth with Bailey back in form and captaining the side. So everyone's supporting Bristol to get into the playoffs and then progress to the playoffs, hopefully.
Yeah, Bailey Wright, a bit of a resurgence after we were scratching our heads a few months back over his exclusions from the team, but it seemed to be, you know, just the injury issues that weren't really clearly communicated by the club.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, we've now got Socceroos fixtures coming up, so we need to start thinking about who's in the mix for that. Okay. Is Bailey Wright back now in the mix for the right-back position? It's not long ago we were saying we were in a lot of trouble at left-back. Left-back all of a sudden seems to be an abundance of players, as we've talked about a little bit on the show already. So it'd be interesting to see where Bailey sits on the pecking order to get back into the Socceroos potentially.
And touching on that pecking order, someone who I've spoken to Josh quite a number of times about that should be in contention for a call-up for the Socceroos is Adam Taggart. And I also see he continues to make some impact in Korea.
He's going very well. Unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to speak about him last week, but he made his starting debut and scored a double. He played again over the weekend and started and had an assist. So he's getting a lot of plaudits in the K-League, which is great to see. Again, he's probably one that is certainly in the mix. He was kind of very, very, well, depends who you speak to, very, very unlucky or on the fringe of getting into the World Cup squad. So I'd certainly think he's in the mix now, given our struggles in the striker position. So he probably highlighted what we did in Asia. Langerak unfortunately lost at Nagoya. He's had a good run to the start of the season. Reece Williams was one of the highlights. He had 90 minutes, a goal, had an assist for his club side in Saudi Arabia and celebrated the birth of his child, if anyone follows him on Instagram or alike. So that was good. Maybe just switching into the US as well, one that hasn't been discussed a lot is Brad Smith. He's had a another 90 minutes, another win at Seattle Sounders. He's, I think, five games into the season now and started very, very well. He's one of those players that we'll have to start talking about potentially as a Socceroos contender, given that, you know, he was obviously he's not a lot dislike heard. As you mentioned, Josh, he, you know, had a career in the Premier League. He was on the radar because of his performances at Liverpool, seemingly dropped back because of injury and a couple of other things, and needs to rejuvenate his Socceroos career at one point, I would imagine.
Yeah, Aussie's doing pretty well in the Pacific Northwest. If you look at the women as well, got quite a few players over at the Portland Thorns. So it's really been a fantastic start for Brad Smith and his new club over there. And he seems to maybe suit the up and down style of the MLS. It's a very fast-paced league. And, you know, as we know, he's quite the athlete.
It's a great question, though. Is it the league? Is it the pitches? Are we kind of all getting sucked into it all a little bit here? I mean, does he have the ability to translate that back into a club career in, you know, if not England, somewhere in Europe? Or is, you know, the MLS going to be his path for the next 12 months? His loan deal will end and then he'll potentially move to Asia? It's a good question. I don't know exactly how old he is. I think he's probably only 24, maybe 25. So he's certainly got a long club career in front of him. It'll be interesting to see what that next, you know, 2 year or 3 year horizon looks like for him at club level and Socceroos, as I mentioned.
Yeah, he's 24, and I read a report the other day, and he actually said that he's loving life in the US and actually doesn't want to go back to the EPL or back to Bournemouth.
Interesting. Okay. I'm sure there's not many Australians that have spent a lot of time there. I'm just thinking back, probably Tim Cahill probably spent 2 or maybe 3 years there in the end, but a lot of the other guys that have been there haven't lasted that long. Andy Rose was there for probably a year or two before he came across to England, and Abini probably lasted a year or two as well. But Brad Smith makes a longer career of it. Good luck to him. MLS is definitely not one of the worst leagues in the world, so he could do worse than that.
Absolutely. And returning to the continent, Aussies in Germany, a pretty big weekend for the likes of Lecky and the rest.
Yes, so Lecky started, which, you know, it sounds like a big deal all of a sudden because he hasn't started that much since coming back from the Asian Cup. A good one that's stuck under the radar a little bit is George Timiao, who is at Schalke. He's been playing in their reserves since he transferred from Victory in the off-season. He was actually on the bench for the matchday squad this week, so one to start watching. And Brandon Borrello has come back from his red card a couple of weeks ago, and he is starting again now, albeit for the reserves team. He's back starting, so hopefully he can have a good few weeks. There wasn't that many highlights across Europe. You know, Netherlands was the same old with a lot of our guys sitting on the bench. Amini started and scored. They got an important away win this week, AGF, which is good for their promotion. Sorry, their qualification prospects. An interesting one was Tommy Urich, who was back in the matchday squad at Luzern in Switzerland, unused, but back in the squad, so good to see. His younger brother and also Clemente were both starting in the second tier in Croatia. And probably a couple of other quick things to mention. Apo Genia scored for his Cypriot club on the weekend. If you get a chance to YouTube that, the goal wasn't that spectacular, but he did a little bouncing kangaroo celebration, which was always good to see. And Isaac Danzo was used again for his club side in Spain. He's playing in the third tier there. He came off the bench. So he continues to get minutes. I think that was his third appearance in the last month and a half, so good to see. And young keeper Tom Glover went out on loan to a league team in Sweden. So he sat on the bench on the weekend, but hopefully he will get some valuable game time as well.
Yeah, a few interesting points in there. And I think Tommy Juric, a big one, considering I thought the relationship at Luzerne was basically, you know, over. And he was basically told, you know, look for a new club. That might still be the case, but at least he might actually play some football in the meantime.
I think he's been told three times to go look for a new club in the last 12 months. So you're right. I think, you know, it's shop window stuff for him. I mean, he needs to get out there and get some good minutes and hopefully attract suitors, which was kind of is a good segue. I think there's a couple of guys we need to quickly mention about, you know, the last 2 months or so of the European season. They need to kind of impress on the pitch if they're to get a transfer or actually renew with their current clubs. I think there's a couple of givens, Aaron Moy, Bage, Sainsbury and Juric. I think they've all got to move on to brighter and better pastures. But the other ones I'd noted need a big couple of months. Fran Karasic, we've talked about him a couple of weeks ago. He's at a feeder club in Croatia. He's certainly got the ability to go on to bigger and better. Wooster Meany has been doing really well in Denmark. Now that he's starting to forge his way in the Socceroos, I think he needs to move on to a bigger club. Matt Luongo is one of the few players I think is capable, an Australian player capable of walking into the Premier League. I think his kind of game is suited to quite a few sides, so it'd be interesting to see how he goes over the next few months. I would dare say he's leading the polls in terms of QPR player of the year at the moment, but has he done enough to get a big transfer across to the Premier League now that QPR are not going to get promoted yet again? Arjen Hoistik, Groningen in the Netherlands. He was being talked up as moving to maybe a Palace or someone like that mid-season, and has kind of dropped off the radar and hasn't been playing that much. So he's probably about due for a move. And Brad Smith was the other one I was going to call out, and we had a bit of a chat about it, how he's going and what he might be up to as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we'll leave it there, Damien. But always great to chat to you, and we'll speak to you again at the same time next week.
No problem at all, guys. One last thing I didn't mention last week. I wanted to acknowledge Tim Cahill in his retirement from professional football. Massive servant for the game everywhere he's been, and obviously for the Socceroos as well. So wish him all the best. I see he's now got himself a quick gig on BBC last weekend calling the Everton game. So maybe that'll become his career path.
Amen to that. Thanks, Damien.
Okay, see you guys.